Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Coming up, the latest on the college scandal. Remember that story from last year where the lady from Full House, one of the stars of Full House, Lori Loughlin, she's been facing years in prison because they, like, set up their daughters to go to college and got, like, special treatment.
Oh!
Remember that story? Yeah. They're being sentenced now. She ended up taking a guilty plea after initially going with not guilty. We'll tell you about that coming up here in a little bit. But we're talking about, on the technology side of things right now, Chris, you've got this story about maybe the return of LimeWire, which was a very popular file sharing system in the aughts. Apparently, they were ruled against in 2010, so it actually went a little longer than I recalled. It was October 26th of 2010, according to this Wikipedia entry on LimeWire. Federal court Judge Kimball Wood issued an injunction ordering LimeWire to prevent, quote, the searching, downloading, uploading, file trading, and or file distribution functionality, and or all functionality of its software. So basically, a court order shutting it down completely after you were telling us about sort of the past and what led to that, where an advertisement that apparently they had purchased on wherever it was had featured a song and advertised to the viewer that they could download said song, which was copyrighted.
Yeah, so apparently they had some sort of advertisement which was probably shown for who knows how many days, you know, probably a handful of days, and that's what they used to basically, you know, sink the deal and shut them down. It was so ridiculous. But that is what happened as I recall it, and if I'm wrong, well, you know, I could be. But I know there was definitely a file sharing network like that. I'm pretty sure it was LimeWire. But there's been other I don't want to say file sharing, I guess they're file sharing, just not file sharing software, websites that also have been shut down for some pretty insane reasons like that. I don't know if anybody remembers mp3.com, but there was a Michael Robertson, the founder of mp3.com, sold that domain name back in the day, and a company.
That's a good domain name.
Yeah, it is. A company that he founded years later was mp3tunes, and nobody's ever heard of this, but he basically, you may even be able to give him credit for inventing file lockers.
A file locker?
It's terminology that I don't know that anybody uses, but basically what it is it allows you to upload MP3s to a website and then potentially maybe share them or at least have them for yourself. So it would be...
Is file locker like a previous term for the cloud?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like what people do with their cloud.
Yeah, and there's, like if you wanted to back up files, things like that, it's basically that's all it is.
Yeah.
And they got shut down.
So Dropbox or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Dropbox is probably something that came after or is very similar to basically what this is, but it was explicitly for music.
Gotcha.
Anyway, okay. And so they basically got that shut down, and that went on for 10 years in the courts. But ultimately, the ridiculousness of this ruling was effectively that because one of the developers had ripped a song from his own personal CD and uploaded it to one of his own personal music locker, the whole company was liable or something to that effect.
Now, which company was this you're talking
about? This was MP3Tunes.
Okay, okay. And it's not the same as the LimeWire company.
It's not. It's okay. Not. But it's just a similar
circumstance.
It's a similar type of case where they make these ridiculous, you know, connections, and then all of a sudden these companies go down on the flimsiest of grounds. And so LimeWire was, you know, basically a similar sort of situation. So I did think of the that other software that kept going even after LimeWire was shut down, and it was called FrostWire, but basically it was a fork of LimeWire. But even after LimeWire got shut down, they didn't actually control everything. So the forks continued to work, and even LimeWire continued to work. I think it had any version prior to the last version, it continued to work.
Yeah, that's what the Wikipedia article was saying here, that anything prior to version 5.5.10 is fully functional.
Yeah, so I guess it theoretically, if you still have it today, it might still even work.
But so how do they do that? Without getting too technical, if you can't answer it without getting too technical, that's fine. But didn't they have to have some sort of centralized database to search in order for the search function to work? If so, how do the previous versions of this program continue to function? Or was the search decentralized with LimeWire?
I want to say Nautilus. It's not Nautilus. Nutella, I think, is what they called it. But that's basically the protocol. And I think that was completely decentralized. I don't think there was any bootstrapping servers. Because if there had been bootstrapping servers, those servers would have been shut down with LimeWire. So it was, so it continued. And given the fact that I recall that it continued to work even after LimeWire was shut down, fully decentralized, or at least decentralized enough where the shutdown of LimeWire did not result in the stoppage of the ability of those who had LimeWire or FrostWire.
Whoever's making some of these, there's other software out there these days that are kind of media related, like Library, LBRY.com. There's a search there, but isn't that great from what I've seen?
Yeah.
And there's also, I was just thinking of another one and it just skipped my mind. But
the Library search, I'm told, is actually semi-intentionally a bad search.
Really?
In that he doesn't want to have a centralized search function. He wants to have a bunch of different search engines out there, but right now there aren't, so he has to provide something.
It's also a centralized search, if I recall correctly. So it's not
Library?
Yeah, okay. It's not decentralized, the search part of it.
What about OpenBazaar? That's the other one I was thinking of, because that also seems like not the best search.
Yeah,
decentralized.
I don't know if OpenBazaar is fully decentralized or just mostly decentralized. It may still have a bootstrapping server, so that doesn't necessarily mean that they have any control over the network, but you do have to connect to a server initially in order to find other nodes, and then those other nodes will tell you about, all the different nodes in the network. So there's not really any control by operating the bootstrapping server other than being able to shut down the ability of people to, connect with each other, maybe.
Gotcha. All right, so what's going on now with LimeWire? What's the latest?
Yeah, so this is a story from Torrent Freak, and the title of the story is LimeWire Developer Creates MuWire, an anonymous file sharing application.
Spell that.
MuWire.
Okay, gotcha.
And, what's quite interesting is that apparently the LimeWire developers still had control over the LimeWire domain name. And I did not realize that. Now, in more recent years, probably like the last 10 years or so, the entertainment industry, the cartels, the copyright cartels, they tend to like to take the domain names from people.
Like a judge's order and
companies
snatch it.
Right, they'll snatch it from you, and then they'll redirect it. So the people, if you write something and somebody finds it's infringing or whatever, they take it, and you can't do this anymore. But what's interesting about this is LimeWire went out of business, and yet the people who were behind it still managed to maintain control over the domain name. So LimeWire.com is now redirecting apparently to MuWire's new website.
Sure is.
So yeah,
using I2P technology.
Interesting. I2P technology. No, I don't know. So I think I2P is actually
wasn't that one of the Tor competitors?
This developer, Tor competitors. Yes, it is. Yeah. I2P. This developer is actually one of the developers behind I2P as well. And I guess he went to work on that after having worked for LimeWire. And so this is kind of a very interesting guy. I wasn't familiar with him really. I wasn't intimately familiar with his background.
I love these guys because they don't give up.
right?
You know, it's like you've had a federal court come down on you, shut down and destroy your entire business, and you redouble your efforts, you make the privacy even better. It's very interesting. We'll continue here in just a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop's this beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the newest release of a program that's been rebranded and maybe changed around a little bit, but some may remember as being called LimeWire from about 15 or so years ago.
Yeah, so, I mean, my understanding of it is it's not LimeWire. It's a new program. It's a new
file
sharing. Totally new file sharing program. But it's
the same guy.
One of the same developers that worked on LimeWire back in the day. And there were a lot of developers that worked on LimeWire. It wasn't just one guy. But
this guy has the web URL.
This guy has access to the domain name.
LimeWire.com, which forwards you to MooWire, M-U or MewWire.com.
Yeah, so initially the site informed users about the court order and urged people to remove the software from their computers. So apparently there was some sort of agreement where they would tell users that the software you're using is basically illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So they did get them to do something, but they still retain control over the domain name, which is interesting. If you have downloaded LimeWire software in the past, files on your personal computers containing private or sensitive information may have been inadvertently shared, and you should use your best efforts to remove the software from your computers, it read. So it basically tried to scare people into... I guess it doesn't even say illegal, but it tried to scare people into...
Uninstalling
the software. And obviously, you know, just based off that description, you know, and knowing all of what was going on in the courts, it was obvious that this was some sort of, phrase that was agreed to in
the court
conditions, right, of the settlement.
It's like the videos of the hostages where they've got a gun to the back of their head and they're talking about how wonderful their captors are.
Right. As time passed, LimeWire...
Well, that's a lot quicker than Stockholm Syndrome. That takes time.
Right? As time passed, LimeWire became a distant memory for many people, but not everyone has forgotten about it. In fact, two former LimeWire developers came up with a plan to resurrect it last year. Resurrecting LimeWire...
By the way, before you go on, the Wikipedia article says that there have been alternative versions of LimeWire that have been released, including one called Wireshare that I guess at one time was called LimeWire Pirate Edition.
Yes, I remember that.
That wasn't a good name for for things, so they changed it to Wireshare, which apparently was released as a stable release as of February of this year.
And this is the thing.
They use the same protocol as BitTorrent or a similar protocol?
So
do they interoperate?
So I know FrostWire did eventually switch over to the BitTorrent protocol. I don't know about this other fork of LimeWire.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not be still using the original Nutella. I was saying Nutella. I don't think I'm saying
Nutella.
That right.
Yeah,
is it Nutella?
GNUTELLA.
Yeah, it's like the
it was
like
a GNU file sharing project. Or the GNU what, clone of
was there a connection
LimeWire.
To? I don't remember there ever being a connection to GNU. I thought
they were a new project.
It does sound like it, but I don't.
But I might have just assumed that based on their name.
Okay, GNU is what stands for GNU's not Unix, and it's basically Linux.
GNU
or a part of the GNU Linux operating system. For those who are not familiar.
So the LimeWire Pirate Edition was created 2 days after LimeWire was shut down by the RIAA.
Doesn't take long.
LimeWire LLC said at the time, "quote We are not behind." Behind these efforts, LimeWire does not authorize them. LimeWire is complying with the court's October 26, 2010 injunction.
And the crazy thing is, LimeWire wasn't actually declared to be illegal. It was the advertising effectively. So there was technically nothing that they had no power to shut down FrostWire. And so FrostWire continued to operate for years and years after LimeWire was shut down.
How do you shut down an open source project?
Anybody who has the source code can't put that cat back in the bag. There's still to this day there's forks of. I'm trying to think. Are you guys familiar with some of the? I think it's more of a streaming kind of Netflix.
The popcorn. Thing.
Popcorn time. Yeah. Even though they shut popcorn down, which was open free software, open source.
Yeah.
it continues to live on, and it's been shut down again and again and again and again.
What is it?
Popcorn in Time.
It's torrent based.
I think. It is torrent based. It's basically it allows you to stream torrents like videos.
I never used the program, but we talked about it. I think you might have been on the show and we talked about it in the past. But it's like a fancy torrent program, right? So your typical torrent program, for those who aren't familiar, it's just like a boring program that's pretty drab and it's not that interesting, right? Like it's just you click on a torrent, it shows you the download progress, and that's the program.
Right.
That's all.
You have to wait until it finishes downloading in order to watch the video.
The Popcorn Time is like a Netflix-looking kind of graphical user interface where it'll show you, like, if you're looking at Jaws, it'll show you the title of the, or the, like, the poster of the movie, right?
Right.
It'll show you the description of the movie, and then you can click and you can start watching it in a relatively short order. I'm not sure how long it has to buffer for.
It takes a few seconds to start, but basically it has to buffer,
It's got to download enough of the torrent in the beginning to, and normally torrents sort of, like, download randomly or whatever, but here it must front load.
It absolutely has to front load.
And there's actually a lot of torrent clients with streaming. You can do it in transmission.
Sure, but this is designed to be used to where you don't know it's a torrent client.
This is explicitly designed for piracy, as opposed to other apps that stream video aren't necessarily explicitly designed for piracy.
Yeah, this you open up and it's like, here's all the movies you can watch, right? And then you click on the movie and you watch it. I mean, that's what it's designed to be, an easy-to-use torrent experience for people where they don't even know that what they're dealing with this torrent. They just click on a movie and they watch it.
Right, right.
So the biggest thing they had to do there was build a consistent database that they could actually show you something good looking in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that makes torrent so irritating is just people throw whatever garbage they want in the title of the
call
thing.
It whatever they want.
Yeah, I think the way it works is it's basically just pulling the information from IMDb, so Internet Movie Database, or similar, and then it just does like a Google search for the images to pull an image up or something of that nature.
It's probably pretty easy.
So it's kind of how a lot of different TV streaming applications kind of work. They're pulling in information.
Yeah, I actually wrote something like that, a CD ripper called Giles. That would basically it went to IMDb and it downloaded all the track titles, so I always got them right.
Right. It's actually kind of a weak spot too, potentially, if you're going to target an application potentially, if you have control over the source of that information, if you can add a key, for example, before an application can access that information, and it's of course not downloaded to some third party site, then you could potentially shut off the ability for the application to download the description.
Is IMDb centralized or decentralized?
Yeah. IMDb centralized. Is centralized. It's an
old website.
Yeah, it's a very old website, and it's got the data, and descriptions, and movie posters, and all sorts of other things. But unless you have a copy of that database, basically, which I don't know. I guess you could probably just
there's
rip
a paid
it.
Access to the site. You can pay for a certain level of access, and I bet that's the way you could easily
rip it. Yeah, maybe. I'm not entirely sure. I haven't ever looked into it myself.
Toll free number tonight, if you want to join us, we don't have to talk tech. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. But we're talking about file sharing, which is something that no matter how hard they try, they just can't stamp it out. The toll free number is 855-450, free like freedom, and you can join us here. And also, since we're talking about Hollywood related stuff, we got the latest on the Lori Loughlin case, the actress from Full House. She's going to prison. We'll tell you for how long coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday, the White House held a memorial service for Robert Trump, the president's brother. Roughly 200 guests were at the East Room of the White House. Testifying on Capitol Hill, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy was asked how confident he is that the post office will be able to hand all the mail-in ballots this November.
Extremely highly confident. We will scour every plan today, you know, each night leading up to Election Day. Very, very confident.
Chairman of that committee, Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, wrapping up that hearing by thanking the Postmaster General for showing up for his testimony on Friday and saying that Democrats are putting him in the crosshairs of another hyperbolic false attack perpetrated to scare people and gain political advantage. USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is starting the process needed to snap back sanctions on Iran. The Secretary of State saying the message from the United States is very clear.
Our message is very, very simple. The United States will never allow the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism to freely buy and sell planes, tanks, missiles, and other kinds of conventional weapons.
Joseph D'Angelo, the man who admitted to being the Golden State Killer in June, is sentenced to 26 life terms for killing 13 people and committing dozens of rapes. Sacramento County Judge Michael Bowman says the court approving the plea deal does not mean that D'Angelo did not deserve the death penalty.
All the parties should be commended. It merely means the court feels it would never come to pass. In truth, all the parties should be commended in reaching this resolution. For the result of this trial and a plea of guilty is the same.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That may be my headphones that are dropping out there. So anyway, welcome back to Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And, of course, we invite you to take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about technology and file sharing.
I got to mention this. You just said it's costing $3 to send an Ethereum transaction these
days?
Yeah,
the Ethereum transactions have been expensive recently as well.
Were you buying like a CryptoKitty or something?
No. Moving around some stable coins.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And, I mean, was it... God, that... I do not understand how people are paying $3 for cryptocurrency transactions when there are coins out there that'll do the same damn thing for a fraction of a penny.
Unfortunately, nobody, most of the noteworthy stable coins are on the Ethereum platform. We're starting to see some of them pop up on other crypto platforms, such as, I think Tether now exists on...
Tether actually started out intertwined with the Bitcoin blockchain.
Yeah.
Don't know how they do that. How they did that. Someday I'm going to have to read the code.
They have added several other cryptos. I think there's actually a Tether on Bitcoin Cash as well now, for the U.S. dollar. But how popular that is, I don't know. I've not researched that. But most of them, whether it be USDT, USDC, PAX, all these big crypto stable coins, which for listeners that aren't familiar, stablecoin is a crypto token that is tied to the value of a dollar, or in some cases other currencies, so the British pound or the Japanese yen or whatever. Or is it yen, Japan? Yeah, I think it's Japan. So those are what a stable coin is. And most of them were built on the Ethereum blockchain because Ethereum, for listeners, again, who aren't familiar, Ethereum's
did
a number two.
Did you mention silver and gold?
That also can be a stable
coin. I think
coin.
They're going to be the most important stable coins.
That also can
that can
be.
Liquefy your precious metal. That's a pretty beautiful thing. Peter Schiff should love that idea.
It is. But unfortunately, when the fees are as high as they are, it makes it prohibitively expensive to send small amounts. And so that's a downside.
Well, I'm guessing that from what I've seen of the Intercoin technology, they're not going to have much problem with that. And they're also built on... built to host stable coins.
That's true. Ravencoin, I think, is another one that has crypto tokens on it.
Yeah, Stellar's built for that.
There's definitely some stable coins on Stellar.
I haven't used the Stellar network much. I haven't figured out.
So we got tech. Yeah, we're doing a little tech talk here with the file sharing world, specifically LimeWire, which was a thing back in the last decade, I guess 2 decades ago now, almost
15 years ago.
Yeah, 15+ years ago, and was ordered by a court to shut down in 2010. But fans have continued to operate forks of the software the entire time, and now an original programmer is back into it with a new piece of software called MuWire. And I suppose you have a little more to say about it here, Chris. But hold that thought.
Sure. Is it open source?
Yes, it is. I'm reading the website right now.
Then it's worth paying attention to.
Yep. Open source, free, and no bundled ads, he says. So, nice. Mike in Colorado is with us, though, here. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're listening on our Discord server. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call. It means a lot.
That's what we do.
And
it's okay.
I just had a comment, actually. It's not really tech-related, but an interesting story came out from last night from the Democratic National Convention. I'm really excited about
this. There was something actually
one.
Interesting to you? Okay, let's hear about it, because it looked boring as hell to me.
Okay. Well, I watched it, and I'm kind of surprised. Jesus. I mean, you didn't watch it, Ian, because you have a pretty big show. And I mean,
I'd rather do almost anything than watch the Democratic National Convention.
I haven't watched any of that stuff since Ron Paul stopped debating.
I always find it funny how people expect that you listen to stuff that's political, and it's
I don't care.
I literally block those people out because I don't care. Yeah. They don't say anything of value ever.
I'm not going to watch the Republican convention because that is just as bad to me as the Democratic convention. They're all awful. Yeah. The only reason I watched any of the Libertarian one was just to see how bad it truly was this year. Oh, and that reminds me, I was corrected by Tom Knapp. I had said last night that the Libertarian convention this year, which was in May, was the first ever online-only convention, and he corrected me that it was actually the Boston Tea Party that had their online convention in the middle of the last decade. I think it was 2006 or 2008 or something like that.
Is that still around?
I asked him that in a response in the email, and I have not checked to see if he's replied.
Huh.
I suspect it's not, but I don't know. It's a good question. So go ahead, Mike.
Thank you so much. Interesting thing on the DNC last night. 13-year-old Braden Harrington, he has a speech impediment. He has a stuttering problem. Joe Biden actually found him at a campaign event in New Hampshire when he was going for the Democratic nomination, and he came up to Joe Biden and said, listen, I have a stuttering problem. I know you had a stuttering problem as a kid yourself. And Joe really found that very neat. He invited him backstage to talk. And
oh, is that all they did?
Yes.
He didn't even sniff his hair. That's hard to believe.
You guys are bad.
This is really cool. Just hear me out.
Right.
So he invited him to give a speech at the Democratic national convention last night, mm-hmm. and it was really cool. I mean, he was just talking about how, you know, Joe Biden, do we want a president who makes fun of people with these issues or that cares about people with
these issues? We don't want a president.
I don't want a president at all.
Yeah, yeah, no president. Thank you.
I'm going to vote for nobody.
Right, but you know, I just think if you get a chance to watch it, it's really cool.
Oh, it sounds
really
awful.
Did a good job. Well, I think you should just give it a chance.
I'm glad
I generally assume that things like that were thought of by a very clever political strategist, mm-hmm. and they spun the story and they hired the actor, and that's how things like that, in my humble opinion, come to be.
Well, look, there may be the personal victory that this young man had of being able to get up on a stage and give a speech, and you know, with whatever stuttering problem he might have had, and I can appreciate that, right? So, like John Stossel, for instance, a lot of people in the Liberty Movement know who John Stossel is, the former ABC 2020 host, went to Fox News, had his own show. Now he's doing his own Stossel TV thing on YouTube. He's still cranking out some really excellent product. He was a stutterer, and he actually beat his stuttering problem just by focusing and getting, you know, getting over the problem. He was able to overcome that. So from a personal standpoint of a victory, I'm glad this young man had that victory for himself, but I'm not going to sit there and listen to politician, you know, filleting like that on, you know, and for any reason whatsoever. I'm not impressed by politicians, and people who are impressed by them don't impress me.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, you ought to call in on Discord, because I know you're calling, you are listening on Discord. It would have sounded a lot better if you were
talking like a long-distance call from, like, the 80s. That's what it sounded like.
Hello? Hello?
Middle of nowhere, Wyoming somewhere.
855.
I really kind of wanted to ask him if he thought it would make a big difference in his life to have a president who didn't know where the hell he was or what day it was at any given moment. Might start talking about, you know, leg hair and cockroaches in any minute.
Well, I mean, we might be going a level, we're going in the same direction as we went with Trump, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Trump and Biden are pretty much the same guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Trump seems to be a little more with it. You know, he seems to...
But that's the point, right?
Sometimes he does, but sometimes he just says this stuff that makes me go, what?
Right.
What made him think it was a good idea to say?
Can we get somebody who's more senile? Like, how far does it go? I mean...
How low can you go? Death row, whatever, no.
Good question. You can join us here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got plenty of room for you on the air with us. Plus, coming up, Bike Week is coming back to New Hampshire, and...
Yay!
It looks like it might be lame. Or at least that's the way it's being promoted.
Well, they're going to try to make it lame.
Yeah, we'll see what the bikers decide to do, though. More coming
up. It's hard to lame them.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the folks over at AnyPay have released something new, something exciting, especially if you are a WordPress administrator. If you're somebody who has a blog that is on the WordPress platform, and odds are if you've got a website, there's a good chance you've got WordPress. I think it's 1 out of 4 websites are being operated on WordPress. Well, I don't know. I think it's a pretty good platform. I mean, maybe it's not the perfect tech thing or whatever.
I hate PHP.
Oh, really? Well, it's a lot better in my experience than Drupal. I can tell you that.
The problem is Drupal is also PHP and trying to do more with it.
Everything is PHP, so it's I'm not a fan of some of the things that WordPress where the community, I think is the best way to put it, is not great, but the underlying software is decent.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it wasn't that good, it probably wouldn't be as installed as it is. It's pretty widely done. In fact, I think probably most, probably 11 out of 12 websites that I run are running on WordPress. So a lot of people use it, and it's very effective, and it's free, so, you know, why not? But there's also a plugin for WordPress called WooCommerce, and that's like the big...
Woo!
Yeah, that's the big plugin for, you know, buying and buying products or whatever. If you've got a store up, for instance, on your WordPress blog. So now AnyPay has a plugin that makes it so you can accept cryptocurrencies through AnyPay via WooCommerce on WordPress, which is a pretty big deal. And that is now available.
Ooh.
All you have to do to get it for your WordPress blog is when you're going to add your plugins on WordPress, just search for AnyPay and there it is. Just install it and try it out. It's apparently pretty slick. AnyPayInc.com. You can go learn more about AnyPay. AnyPayInc.com. Got some, hopefully, some pretty big announcements about AnyPay coming up within the next few weeks. That's all I can say for right now about that. But version 2.0 of AnyPay is available now, and there's going to be some big changes that are working, and it's going to make AnyPay even faster than it has ever been. So looking forward to that. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Here we go to Dave Ridley. He's on our Discord server.
Riddler.
Hello, Dave.
Okay, so LibertyBlock.com in New Hampshire is reporting that, quote, government agents in New Hampshire will no longer need to obtain warrants before entering a person's private property by force.
What?
If they suspect COVID noncompliance, according to the emergency order issued by Governor Chris Sununu on Thursday, unquote.
So I don't think the governor's orders override the Supreme Court
override
the Constitution.
Good God.
Well, theoretically they don't, but that won't stop them from coming into your home, and then you have to fight it after the fact.
That's
right? True.
In theory, there's no difference between theory and practice, but in practice there generally is.
It's that old thing, you know, the government can't do something except it can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a new order that you said just came out yesterday?
We posted this on August 15th, so he would have been talking about roughly August 14th, I guess.
Oh, okay, interesting. Well, I'm curious to know a little bit more about which order this might be. It is the first that I've heard of it, and you cited a website called Liberty Block, and this is one I'm not familiar with. Do you know anything about it?
LibertyBlock.com, I think, is Elliot Axelman's operation. He's a,
oh,
I believe he's
yeah.
a free state.
So it's not Liberty Block, but Cop Block.
Right.
And he also is a state rep, I think, in New Hampshire here.
Okay. Yeah, I actually met Elliot at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and we interviewed him. Seemed like a pretty sharp guy.
I still got to bring him out a sign.
Was that all you wanted to share tonight, Dave? Was just that?
The only thing I could add to it is that Tammy Simmons, who's another liberty-leaning state rep, has posted a message indicating that she doesn't agree with it. She doesn't think it's actually authorizing this. She tends to defend Sununu more than most of us free staters would.
Hmm. According to the article here at Liberty Block, says government agents will no longer need to obtain warrants before entering private property if they suspect COVID noncompliance, according to the emergency order issued. Now, unfortunately, he doesn't link to said order. Governor Sununu has signed an emergency order establishing safety procedures for the dwindling virus and punishments for violating his new orders. The fines will range from $1,000 to $2,000 per day. As Liberty Block reported in an article recently, Sununu has promised to send teams of cops to enforce these new laws, which they're not laws.
It's the craziest thing. At the same time, the vaccine makers are saying that there's so little of this stuff around that they don't even know if they're going to be able to test their vaccine properly. It's like people are describing two completely different sets of facts and believing both of them at the same time.
Okay, so it looks like it was the same emergency order that also is requiring people gathered at an organization or some sort of a scheduled gathering of more than 100 people to wear masks. So this was one of the things that we violated over the weekend, nobody,
Yay.
At the Mask Freedom event that happened here in Keene last Saturday, from which, by the way, video is available over at freekeene.com. You can see nobody's speech. I gave one as well. And there was actually really another couple decent speeches. Dan, there's a local gentleman who's running for state senate who really, I would say, did a great job with his speech. He really called out the state in a way I wasn't expecting. A sort of like, I figured he was just going to be your typical Republican, but he really got up there and blew it away.
Well, the thing is, some of them are starting to get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Better late than never.
Yep.
And
absolutely. We even had a cop drive by here the other day and stop and talk to us on the porch, saying that he was fed up with how far the government has gone.
Can you imagine being the guy who had to enforce this stupid stuff?
Well, yeah, that is part of the problem of these cops, is they will still enforce this even though they don't agree with it. That's one of the frustrating aspects of this. Dave, thanks for bringing that to our attention. We will try to pull up this executive order and see exactly what it is that that it says here, if it is true that they are actually allowed to just come into people's homes without any consent whatsoever. Pretty scary stuff. Thank you, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Let's go to Rick. He's in Washington State, listening online. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, I'm a big fan of your show, man.
Thanks, Rick. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, what's on my mind is that, yeah, I hate how the government's getting corrupt. They're taking away people's rights. And there's only one specific type of people that's doing that.
What do you mean?
Politicians?
Well, they own about 99.9% of the banks, the whole wide world. They're the banker elite, also known as the Rockefellers, also known as George Soros. It's mainly the Jews what's behind all of it.
Well, that's a pretty ridiculous theory, given that there's plenty of people who aren't Jewish that are in seats of power. Right, so there's plenty of people who call themselves Christians.
But again, they're owned by the Jews.
There's plenty of people who call themselves Muslims. And it's really ridiculous to suggest that only Jewish people are in search of power.
Yeah, I mean, every culture has its mafias. There are certainly some very successful Jewish mafias. Mm-hmm. There are also some very successful Irish mafias and Italian mafias. Everybody's got some mafias.
It's a bit absurd to to be saying the Jews, Jews control the world. Certainly they have control over, some Jews have control over some things, but that's like, there's also some Germans who have control over some things and some Catholics that have, control over some things.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, you can point out so many different examples of people who aren't Jewish who are in seats of power and seats of banking, and these people just ignore all that. So there you go.
I'm pretty sure the Chinese banks are all run by Chinese people. I'm just
right. Yep, 855-450, free, like freedom. So the story here at LibertyBlock.com cites this emergency order issued regarding being able to go into people's homes. Quote, in accordance with, and they cite some RSAs, local health officers are authorized to investigate, including inspecting sites on public and private property without the consent of the owners, all nuisances and other causes of danger to public health. Civil penalties may be imposed for failure to comply with any emergency order up to $2,000, or the fine will be $2,000 per day issued under the state of emergency.
So there's the constitutional requirement for that is, and there has to be an imminent danger, effectively, for them to ignore getting a warrant.
That's what they're going to say. It's an emergency, so therefore
imminent. No. There has
imminent.
To be an imminent danger, meaning...
It's an emergency.
You might get sick in a couple of months. It's not imminent danger.
It can't be an emergency. It has to be an imminent danger.
Well, if it weren't imminent, it wouldn't be an emergency. So clearly it's an emergency, and so therefore it's imminent.
How long's the gestation period of this stuff?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like 3 weeks, isn't it?
Don't ask me, man. I have no clue. 855-450 free. My level of caring about COVID is about zero. 855-450-3733. But my caring about freedom is quite high. And how about you? You want to share your thoughts? You can join us here. Hour 3's next. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.